Okay. Okay, we're starting a new Gemara. Chaf Hamad Aleph, about 10, 15 lines from the top. Tana Rabbana. The Pasuk says in Mishpatim, in Begapa Yafa, Begapa Yetzi. What did the word Begapa mean? So the first Tana says, Begufa Nichnas, Begufa Yetzi. Begapa means Begufa. Okay. Lezim Yankiv Rami, Yechidi Nichnas, Yechidi Yetzi. So what did the Tankama say? What did Rabbi Lezim Yankiv say? What are they talking about? So the Gemara first does Tankan. Am I begufa nichts begufa yetzer? What does it mean? Am I rava? What it means is loy mashen yetzer berashi evarim keevet kanaimi. Evet kanaimi. If you're not keev any one of the chavtal the rashi evarim yetzer lecheres, evet ivri is not so. That's how rava interprets pshat and the Tanakama and the brayz. Amalei abaye abaye es takashe. That we know from a different pasuk. It says if you have an amohevri loy seitzer ketzei so avodim. And that means she doesn't have a Yitzia Lecheris. She doesn't have a Yitzia Lecheris, but Rashi Evarim, like an Eved Kanaini. The Pashut Pshat, that's not Pashut Pshat, that's what the Torah says. What's Pshut Pshat Mikra? The Torah says, if you have an Amma Hevri, you're not allowed to, she's a young girl, you're not allowed to send it to the post office, you're not allowed to send it to the shuk in order to go shopping for you. You can ask it to stay around the house and then do the dishes and wash the windows or something, to do the laundry. Can't ask her to do things bichutz labayis. That's not their heretz. That's not the tzniyuzdik. Loiseitze ketzei savodim. You shouldn't treat a girl servant like a male. Like a male. But the Gemara has an additional Torah has an additional level of interpretation. She doesn't have a yitzia lecheres like ketzei savodim, like an eved kanaini. And then how do you know that an eved ivri is not yitzia lecheres berosh evon? So that the Gemara says there's a hekish and the other pasuk in Chumash Dvarim. So Abaye asked Rav, what does Tanakama need at Rasha? The Gufa Nichnas, the Gufa Yetzei, the whole body together. No institution of Rosh Eivarim. I know that from the other pasuk. So Rav answers, not true. If you only have the other pasuk, she doesn't have. She is Yotzeh B'Rosh Eivorim, but it's not the same as an Eved Kanaani. Eved Kanaani is Yotzeh B'Rosh Eivorim, and he doesn't get paid. He just gets his freedom. Amar Vriya is not Yotzeh B'Rosh Eivorim, and not getting paid. She's Yotzeh B'Rosh Eivorim. She does get paid. If you just have the Pasuk L'Seitz, you could say Sa'avonim. She doesn't have the same Yetziah. I would have thought she has a Yetziah, but not exactly the same as Eved Kanaani. Avamina Nesiv Lo Demei Einei V'Nepik. She goes free, but you have to pay her. Kamash Malan, she doesn't go free. You have to pay her because you're a chodel b'chaverim. She doesn't go free at all. That's why I need two psukim to say the same thing. If we only had the one pasuk, I would have thought she is yotze b'rosh eivorim, but not the same as Eved Kanaani. Eved Kanaani doesn't get reimbursed. Amar Avia does get reimbursed. I need another pasuk, begufa yetze, begufa nichnas, begufa yetze. There's no din of b'rosh eivorim at all. It's only by Eved Kanaani. Okay. That's the Tanakam. And what does Ablezav Yankiv say? What is his drasha? Yechidi nichnas, yechidi yetzer. What is that? So the Gemara says, Ablezav Yankiv, yechidi nichnas, yechidi yetzer. What does it mean? Ma yechidi yetzer. What does it mean? And for the Gemara, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Yikama, Yesh Liyishav Bana, Rabbi Moshe L'Shiv Chagnaynis. And Liyishav Bana, Rabbi Moshe L'Shiv Chagnaynis. Okay. That's a famous din. Rashi and Chumash quotes that din. Ain't Rabbi Moshe L'Shivcha, he can't force him to have a Shivcha K'nainis. Rashi sounds a little over here. Rashi says, Moshe Lo Balkorchei. What is the significance of those two words in Rashi, Balkorchei? What does he mean? At Eved Ivri is Mutta B'Shivcha K'nainis, that's always true. Always Mutta B'Shivcha, even if Rabbi not Moshe Lo Shivcha K'nainis. He said that sounds like it. That was a suffix in the Shah Melech. That sounded like a machlokes between the Tosfos and the Ritva. The Ritva says beferish. The Ritva goes like the Ramban. So Samaras Avidiv Gufakone and after Zayin Amaralo. So he interpreted what it means. Avidiv Gufakone means that there's a Kinyanisa. So there's a Kinyanisa. He's Mutta B'Shivchak Nainis even on his own. And Tosfos in Yivam is the Afayin Amabe says there's no Kinyanisa in Eved Ivri. Eyes muta b'shivcha k'nainis. That was the haychach of the Ramban that there is a kinyanisa in Eved Ivri. So the Tosfos in Yivam is right. No, he's muta b'shivcha k'nainis. That's in the line of duty. So how does that mean? What do you mean the line of duty? That's what the Achrayim is. And if the Odin is going to tell me, I want you to be Mechal Shabbos, I want you to eat treifas, I want you to be a wine taster, and taste treifa wines, and the line of duty, everything is mutter. So the Yosef Bengel said, no, here the whole nature of the Issa is L'Sin Gadesha, if you do it, you do it Derech Havkeres. If it's in the line of duty, it's not done Derech Havkeres, so there's no Issa at all. So it would appear that that sound, that suffix of the Shar HaMelech is really a Mefurish HaMachlekes, Taisus and the Ritvo, the Shittas Ramban. The Ritvo and the Ramban hold that every delivery is mutter b'shivach haknayis even on his own. In it, ein Rabbi Moshe lo shivach haknayis. And Tosfos holds it's only mutter if Rabbi Moshe lo shivach haknayis. So if you get the impression as if Rashi holds that ein lo yishet banim in Rabbi Moshe lo bal korcha shivach haknayis, but on his own he is mutter b'shivach haknayis. Is that what it means? Ein a Moshe lo al korcha shivach haknayis, but he's mutter b'shivach haknayis because there is a kinyan isa. I don't know. That's the Mefarshim talk about this Rashi. Or Rashi just translating the word Moiser. You know what the word Moiser means, Bal Korcha. I don't know. My impression was that that's what Rashi means to say. You can't, Ein Lo Isha Bana made a Moiser La Bal Korcha, but he's still Mutter B'Shivcha Knainis on his own. Okay, maybe. Let's see. Tana Rabbana, we have a price. Nimka B'mana, the fellow was sold as an Evidibi for 6 years for $100,000. Fine, 100. But after 2 years or so, now he's worth $200,000. And then he wants the Yotze the Giron Kesel. So he divide everything, whatever the amount of his value is, he divided by six, and every year is worth one-sixth of that. So what do you divide by six? The true value that he's worth? Or do you divide by six the amount of money that he was purchased for? It was Nimka B'mana. At the very beginning, at the outset, the demand Mecca was $100,000. And now, on his own, he's worth $200,000. So the Bryce says, Menan Shem Chashmana Elamon, you go to Kula, Shinema Mikesa B'Kinasa. What if the opposite were true? Nimka B'masaim, he was sold, the demand Mecca was $200,000. And then Hichsif, and his value went down, getting old and falling apart. V'amar Almana, he's only worth $100,000 now. If he's son of 6 years now, he's only worth $100,000. So, and he has another year and a half to go, another 2.5 years to go. So how much is he worth every year? Do you calculate one-sixth of the Demei HaMekach, which was $200,000? Or do you say one-sixth of how much he's really worth now, if you were to sell him now for 6 years? So it says again in the Braisa, you go to Hakel. You go to Hakel in both directions, whether Hichzif or Hishbiach. Whenever there's a discrepancy between the Demei HaMekach and the true value now, so the Braisa says you go to Hakel. Again, Nimka b'masayim, the second half of the price. Nimka b'masayim, he was sold for $200,000. The Yichsif, and he went down in value. Now he's only worth, if you would sell him now for 6 years, he'd only be worth $100,000. And he has another 3 years to go, another 4.5 years to go. So how much is he worth for every year? Then you go to Hakel, you go according to the true value, not according to how much he was valued at the time that you bought him. Tamalami kefi shanav. You always go to Hakam. And then the Brisa continues. Maybe this is based on Psukim, where the Psukim are talking about an Evadivi who sold himself, a Mecher Atzmo, who sold himself to an Ochri. The Gemara is going to quote this long Brisa from Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina. It goes on and on and on for 30 lines. About one thing leads to another, leads to another, leads to another. He violated Anisa Kal, Avak. There's Loshon Hara and there's Avak Loshon Hara. Avak Loshon Hara means Loshon Hara de Rabban. Then there's Shviyas and then there's Avak Shviyas. Shviyas, Tosfos, Rashi and Tosfos say, is Avodas HaKarka. Avak Shviyas is an Issa Deraisa, not like Avak Loshon Hara is only the Rabban. Avak Shviyas is an Issa Deraisa, but it's only an Issa Rase. It's not the real Issa of Loisese of Avodas HaKarka. So the person violates the Issa Schor B'Per Shviyas, and Issa Rase Leochlo. So he's going to be punishment Hashemayim in the hope that he should understand. When Kishe Yisurim Boi Malho Adam, he should be Mamashmish B'maisav. Try to figure out why is he suffering. And if he doesn't understand why, then they're going to bring him Moisim. They still doesn't understand they're going to bring him Moisim. So the Gemara, so the Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina says, based on the Pesuk HaMechumash, one thing leads to the other. So because he violated Schor B'Perishvi, at the end of the story, he's going to sell himself to a goy. They don't sell him to a goy. That's how the Rambam lists off all the six differences between a Mecher Atzma and Machru Bezin. So the Braisa had four. Then the Rambam threw in another one, a fifth difference, whether you're allowed to sell them to a goy. Machru bezin, they never sell them to a goy. Lecharatzmo, Pasuk says he sells himself to a goy, but he sells himself to be the super in the church. The Gemara calls it on the top of Amun Beis. Hovin asad koimer, but it's kachov. He became a galach. So Rashi says, it does mean a galach. He's the super in the church to wash the pews and to clean the floors. Okay. So the psukim that the Braisa just established, that Yahweh's Gol HaKel, these happen to be talking about an Eved Ivri Mocher Atzmo La'akum. Maybe it's only any other Eved Animka La'akum, because we know there that we make life easier for him. Hol V'nigol B'Kroivim. The Pasuk in Chumash says that even Kroivim can be goyel him, although the Ben Dodo Yigalenu, they can be paid to him Bal Korcha of the Goy, to gain his freedom. If he is Nimkal Yisrael, they can't decry him, cannot. The Gemara assumes they decry him, cannot be goel him, Bal Korchai of the owner. There's no Gula's Kroy. Well, later is going to talk about it, I think. Is the Gula's Kroy Bal Korchai by Nimkal Yisrael? But this price is assuming that not. So maybe, in the Eleven, Evid, Hanimkal of Kacham, Hovid, Nigel, the Kroy, we see that you make a lot of him. Yoro Allah Tachtaina, Yoro Shalhum is Allah Tachtaina, Yoro Shal the Nochri. Is Allah Tachtainu. And Yodah Shalho Evid is all Yoni, make life easier for him. How do you know even Nimkali saw Minaluan that what you always go to Hokel? When you do Giron Kesef. When you do the Giron Kesef, how do you know even Nimkali saw you also go to Hokel? Whichever is the lesser of the two amounts, either the Bamekach of the two values, Tambalam, Gzereshav, Sacher, Sacher, Gzereshav. Yeah, but that's the Braisa. But we don't even understand in the beginning of the Braisa, how did they know in the first place by Nimka La'akum? There's a stira between the two psukim. One pasuk says, when you calculate the Giron Kesef, you consider each year, let's say there's another 4.5 years to go to the end of Shish, so you consider each year as being 1/6 of the full value. So there are two full values here, the full value of how much he was sold for 6 years, full value of how much he would be worth now to be sold for 6 years. So if there's a discrepancy, so which one do you follow? So the price had two psukim. One pasuk said you follow the Dmei HaMekach. One pasuk said you follow the true value. So the price said you go to Kula for the Eved, and Yodo Shel HaAdon is Allah Tachtoina. And Yodo Shel Eved is Allah HaYonim. How do they know that? How did the Tana know that you always said Yodo Shel HaEved is Allah HaYonim? Amar Abai, one fine day, Abai says, like Ben Azar used to say, Arenik Ben Azar Bishuk E Tveri. Ben Azar was a Tani, he lived in Eretz Yisrael, lived in Tveria. One day, he said, I'm open for kashas. Anybody has any kasha and kala terakula, come and ask. He was in a good mood. So one day, Abai was also in such a good mood. He said, I'm open for any kashas and shas and kala terakula, just like Ben Azar Bishai. So one of the Bachim came over and he asked him a kasha. I'm like, Humi Rabban al Abai. So one of the Talmidim asked, here's a braisa. Michni hani kroi yikan lemerushen lekula, yikan lemerushen lechumra. How did the Tana, the braisa know that you go lekula for the Eved, and Yodah Shal Ha'adon is ala tachtoina? Yikan lemerushen lechumra, also lechumra for the Eved. My chosis, why did you decide that Hashem lekula for the Eved, and Hashem lechumra for the Eved? How did the Tana know which pasuk goes on which? One pasuk says mikesa miknasai. He calculated every year is 1/6 of the full amount that he paid that for the demand mekach. And the other pasuk says kifishanav according to his true value. How many years are left till yovel until the end of sheish? And what's his true value? How did the Tana and the Braisa know that you go lekulam? So Abayin says no lois al kadaitach. You have to go lekulam at the Yevet. Because we know from another pasuk. We see a different pasuk in the Chumash that tells us that you always go the cooler for the Eved Ivri. How do you say the Tanya? Kitav Va'imach, it says if the Eved wants to stay, Hafti Asadani V'Sishli Bani Kitav Va'imach. Okay. So the Gemara has a drasha from the word Imach. You have to be mashvehim equally to the other. Imcha B'maicha, Imcha B'mishta. You have to give him the same kind of food that you eat. You're going to eat steaks, so you have to give him steaks. You're going to eat fancy, delicious foods, he has to get also the fancy foods. You're going to give him pumpernickel, that's less expensive. You're going to have the the white bread. After Shaisa Yain Yoshan, you're going to have wine, and he's going to have grape juice. Who Shaisa Yain Chodesh? After Yoshan Agabi Muchem, you're going to have a soft bed. With Yoshan Agabi Artevin, he's going to sleep on straw. He's going to have a hard bed. The Kanomra, based on this pasuk, the Tanaim had an expression. Why is it kikoina odon? That's what they say. Why is kikoina odon liatzma? Kikoina evidiv. You have to treat him like a guest. But you don't see that you have to treat him better than yourself. So how did the Tana jump to the conclusion kikoina odon liatzma? Kikoina evidiv. Kikoina guest. Bye bye. So that's what Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi. What if you only have one steak? What if you only have one bed with a mattress? All the other beds are hard. Or you only have one cup of wine. So if the Adon takes it, he's not allowed to, because Kitev Leimach. And he's, the Adon is not going to eat it, and the Eved is not going to eat it. So that's a Midas Daim. So you have no choice. You have to give it to the Eved. So it comes out, if you only have one comfortable bed and one delicious meal, the Eved gets it. So that's kind of evidiv. Kind of Adon Yatzma. That became famous. That Yerushalmi, the Tesis Kez, became famous. The bottom Tosfos, so then he has no choice, he has to give it to the Yom. So you see from the, that's what Rabbi Yens, you see from the Torah, that the Torah bends over backwards, you have to treat the Eved nicely, so if you have, so the Tana understood on his own, if you have a conflict between the two Psukim, one Pasuk says that you assess the value of the Eved, how much he's truly worth. The other Pasuk says you assess the value of the Eved, how much he was sold for. So you always go lekul in both directions. Sure. Just like it says here, you bend over backwards in favor of the Eved. So there also. So then the Talmud asked Abaye, the Ema may be, he's not allowed to cause pain to the Eved, you have to treat him nicely. But as far as Gula, being paid himself, buying his freedom, maybe he should be Nachmale. Maybe he should, Adarabi, maybe he should Darsh Nipsukim Lechumre. Why? Because Midi Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, he has a whole drasha that all these tragic things happen to the person because he sinned. The fellow must have sinned by doing business in Perishvias. What's up is Perishvias? So the psukim are all one next to the other. The whole set of psukim. Midi Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Tanya Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Boyurei Kama Kosha, Avko Shel Shvias. The real Shvias is the Avodas HaKarka. And the Avak Shvias is the Schoira, the Ochla Velola Schoira. Tosfos points out that in Avodah Zarah, let's say in Shas HaShmita, all the pears that grow, I have to. You're not allowed to lock the gates, do you feel? Because you have to let everybody go in and be able to eat all the pear trees. So let's say there are big signs in Eretz Shas HaShmita, we go riding on the highways. So there are big signs that say, we will mafker all the pears. So whoever wants can come on the religious front. Whoever wants can come and take all the pears. So let's say I went and I plucked off. I like to eat oranges, has vitamin C, I like to eat whatever, grapes, I taste it, but I picked a whole bunch of things, everything is chinam. Then I come home, so my next day neighbor says, oh, you brought some apples, some grapes, could I have some? So I say, go pick, it's everything is empty. He says, he's lazy. So I say, okay, I'll sell you what I have for a dollar, and I'll have to go pick on my own. So Tosfos said, that's not a nisa le'ochtav lo v'schar. Le'ochtav lo v'schar means you're not allowed to make big business, that's like the people who have Pardesim for Esrogim, so they sell Esrogim for Sukkos, and that's the whole Parnassah for the whole year. So they make a whole Parnassah out of that. But just to sell them for half a dollar or a dollar, then I'll pluck again an orange for the day, an apple for the day, that's not a violation of Schor. Schor means big business.
So once you take the fruit from the fields, you want it. It's not Hefker anymore.
Right.
If somebody takes it from you, it's
Gezel, that's right. Yes.
So you're allowed to.
There is a kinyan. Yeah, but the shaila is, but maybe I have to give it to my top. Maybe I'm not allowed to sell it. So that's not called schar. Schar is to make big business, to make a parnasa out of it.
Why are they allowed to sell or their
base master
again for so much? Why are you
okay? They're not allowed to. They probably rely on the Hefta Mechira. I don't know what they do. They're not supposed to make a big business out of it. So they're supposed to sell the, supposed to give the esrog for nothing, and you pay $60 for the lulav. That's how the Mishnah and Sukkah says. Mishnah Sashmita, you give the esrog for nothing, because you're going to charge a lot of money. That's real schar. But you're not allowed.
Same charge, different prices from the
lax surrogate and the normal surrogate and the fresh surrogate. It's not permissible. Not supposed to do that. All the surrogates should be bechinam. Or a nickel. It shouldn't be so much. You can charge for the tircha. You have to pay people to pluck it off and to put it in a box and to wrap it up. Okay. For the tircha, to drive it to the market and to send it to America. It costs money to ship it to America. But more than covering the expense, how can it be that it's not such meat that the esu costs the same as it cost all the other 6 years? It's not supposed to be. It's supposed to cost less. It should cost significantly less. That's Keneged Adin. You're not supposed to make big business out of the esu. Well, that's a relying on Heter Mechir. Okay. Which they claim that they're not relying on. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Abai answered that the one of the Talmidim asked Abai, how did the Tan and the Bryson know that you always go to Kulam? He can medishir lechum, he can medishir lekulam. There's an apparent contradiction between the two psukim. How did the Tan know that you always go to Kulam? Maybe you always go to Chumer. So Abai says, no. Imcha v'maychal imcha v'mishta kona evid l'atzma k'kona od l'atzma. You have to always bend over backwards. So the Talmud asks him again, that doesn't really answer the question. V'yema, perhaps I should say, we don't want to cause any aggravation to the Eved Ivri. So we say, you have to give him steaks, you have to treat him like a guest in your home, not like a servant, not like a slave. But as far as the Gula's Kesef, as far as the Gula is concerned, Nachmar Aleh, maybe we should go Bedavke Faket, maybe always go to Chumer Midir Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina, who said that what? That he, the fellow probably did a sin. That's probably why he had to sell his automobile, then he had to sell his field, then he had to sell the house that he lives in, then he had to sell his daughter, then he had to borrow Beribis, and then he had to sell himself as an Eved Ivri, then he sells himself as an Eved Ivri to a non-Jew. The parasha happens to be talking about a Moicher Atzmo LeNochri. So that's already many steps into. He probably did the Tanya Rabbi Yisrael Tanina and Boy Rek Hamakasha Avkar Shal Shvis. Od Nesu Nesu Perish Shvis and Tzinisar Esay Liochla Velo Nischar. So the Sof Mecher is Metaltalov. The punishment will be that he's going to be in Edomani. He says he's going to sell the paintings hanging on the walls. These are Metaltalov. Nobody, they're not Aymed LeMechira. It's not a store. But he's going to have to sell it because a punishment Min HaShemayim. Then that's not going to be, if he still doesn't understand that he did an aver, still didn't do tshuva, so the besof is going to be, davrandik mi'adliyad. Lo hiyagish, if he still doesn't understand that he did an aver, the besof mercha esadoysa, he's going to sell his field. The pasuk says, mach mecha zasa, he's going to sell his teachuzim. Lo abasi yad, still doesn't do tshuva, still doesn't understand he shouldn't do skurbe perishvis, hachmecha is basis, sells the house that he's living in. That's for sure not aymed l'mechir, he didn't want to sell that. Still doesn't realize that he did wrong. Lo Hirgish still didn't chap that he did an aver and all of these punishments for the aver. So the end is going to be, what's the end? Hashemecha is bito, and still not going to understand that he did wrong. So he's going to say, then he's going to borrow beribis, and then worse than that, he's going to sell himself as an eved ivri, and worse than that, he's going to sell himself as an eved ivri to a nochri. Yeah. So that's what the Gemara says. Since the fact that he had to sell himself as an Eved to the Nochri could well be that it's a punishment min Hashemayim because of the fact that he violated Tzchor v'Perish Shviyas, he violated Avak Avko Shol Shviyas. So maybe if I can, maybe when it comes to the Gulas Kesef, when he buys his freedom out, maybe we should always go to Chumer. We should punish him.
Don't we always say that anything bad that in Nisabloched and Nisabloched that
Yeah, yeah.
So what makes this different from anything else that we can narrow down what?
Same as everything else, okay. Yeah, but you have to understand that this is bad and it's a punishment. Some people won't even realize that it's a punishment. That's how the Gemara says. He won't even realize that he's being punished in Hashemayim. That he had to sell his paintings, and then he had to sell his field, his teachuzah, then he had to sell his house. So the price is bringing to your attention. All this is a punishment in Hashemayim. He probably won't even realize that it's a punishment. Then the Gemara has a comment on the Shinui Loshen. How come? How come? First it says lahirgish, lahirgish. He doesn't realize that it's a punishment, min hashamayim, and so they have to give him an punishment, another punishment. And then the expression uses lebas liyodai. It means also he didn't realize, he still didn't understand that he's being punished because of the avera of schara b'perish v'is. So how come first it says lahirgish, and then it switches the verb and it says lebas liyodai. So Gemara says that's probably based on the comment of Rav Huna. A person does the avera enough times, so he rationalizes, so he makes it, he thinks it over in his mind, and he talks it into himself that he did a mitzvah, he didn't do an avera at all. So if the person repeats the avera enough times, not that is hutrul or does mikam mutar to lo sal gadai techalayma nasu sal kehater. Because he's going to rationalize it. Everybody rationalizes whenever you tell a story. So I'm always the hero of all the stories that I tell. And if the other guy who was in the story, he'll tell over the same story. He'll tell it over differently. And in his version, he'll be the hero. Yeah. So that's what the Gemara says. That's what Rav Huna says. Kivin sho'avar ad maver v'shanabo nasus loket. If you repeat the aver enough times, you're talking it to yourself that there's no there. So that's why the Brisa first says, lahirgish. He didn't chap that it's a punishment min hashamayim, and he continues to do the aver of the schor of the perishvies. And then the lashon of the bray says labos liyodai. He's never going to do tshuva. It's not going to help. Nothing is going to help. It's not going to tshuva. Can't say nothing is going to help. They keep on punishing him min hashamayim in the hope that he's going to get the message. But it's more difficult to be chozer b'tshuva because he's so deeply rooted in the aver. So the Gemara says that shemecher es atzmo, he sells himself. Loi dai sells himself. Kimocha achicha, kimocha lecha achicha hoivri, hoivri ya. Loi lecha el leger, and not only a ger tzedek means one who converted to Judaism. Ela ger toshav, ger toshav is a nachri who remains a nachri who just accepted upon himself to observe the shevet mitzvahs bnei noach. What's the significance of it, and what are the special dinim of a ger toshav? Where does a ger toshav have special dinim? So the Gemara says the ger toshav is in Psachim. The Gemara says in the second pair, ger toshav is a mitzvah lahachayoso. How do you translate mitzvah lahachayoso? A mitzvah to give tzedakah. Even though the mitzvah to give tzedakah is only to Yisraelim and to Nochrim, there's no mitzvah. The only time there's a mitzvah to do for other people is if the other people are mechuyev to reciprocate. So the Nachrim are not mechuyev to give tzedakah to us, so we're not mechuyev to give them tzedakah. But other Jews are mechuyev to reciprocate. We're mechuyev to give to them, because they're mechuyev to give to us, if we'll need it.
What about the Ran that Nachrim are chayav?
Yeah, the Pashtus is not like the Ran. Okay. Pashtus, the Ran has one suggestion like that. That the Pasuk says that by Avram Avinu ki daitiv, ma'anashay tzavez banas beisam, lachas b'dech Hashem la'aset tzedakah mishpat. So the Ran of Sanhedrin has one opinion that the Bnei Noach hataka mechuyev to give charity. Yeah, the Psukim and Navi say that the Sodom and Gomorrah and other cities were destroyed. They were punished because they didn't give charity. I don't know, but the Ran has is not sure. The Pashto says they're not mechuyev in stock, but they should understand the Tikkun Olam. They should understand on their own. Sometimes they have to give stock. Yeah. So what's a ger toshav? What are the special dinim of a ger toshav? So one din is mitzvah lahachayoso. It's a mitzvah to give tzedakah to the ger toshav. What else is a special din for ger toshav? If a nochri kills b'shoigeg, there's no institution of ori miklot. But by ger toshav, the pasuk says that a ger toshav runs to the ori miklot, so the goel adam has no right to kill him. The ori miklot are for the Jews, not for the ger toshav. That's a beferish pasuk. What other special din are the ger toshav? What other special din are the ger toshav? Amir le nochri. Amir with a Nochri, we assume, is the Rabbanon. The Gemara says all over. Amir with a Nochri is only a Shavuos, and that's why Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael Yemekel. The Gemara in Gittin Nav Chesam Beis, Mishum Atzolos Kisra HaKodesh. You have various coolers. Amir with a Yakum, Mishum Tzab Balichayim. We assume that Amir with a Yakum is only the Rabbanon, but the Pasuk says, Asasak Melacha Atuvin, Gercha Hashem B'Sharecha. What does it mean, Gercha Hashem B'Sharecha? It's not talking about a ger tzedek. A ger tzedek. Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Mechilta. A ger tzedek is ato. Lasas kam locha ato. Ato is not only the people who stood at Har Sinai. All the Jews who are alive today who are bar mitzvah are included in ato. So what does that have to say to ger chashev b'sharecha? Ager Tzedek is included in Ato. So Ager Chashev B'Sherecha goes on Ager Toshav. So what do you mean? Ager Toshav is obligated to observe Shabbos? So that's a machlokes Tanoim increases on Daf Tesam and Aleph. So the first few Tanoim, first two Tanoim hold yes, the Ager Toshav is obligated to observe Shabbos, but he's not allowed. But he's not allowed to observe Shabbos. Nochi Shishavas is Chayiv Misa. So the first Tana says yeah, he's obligated to observe Shabbos like we observe Yom Tov. He's not permitted to observe Shabbos the way we observe Shabbos, but he's obligated to observe Shabbos the way we observe Yom Tov. Because observing Yom Tov, that's not ois. Beini, bein b'nei Yisrael, ois hili olam. Observance of Shabbos is an ois, and it's only beini, bein b'nei Yisrael. No one else is allowed to be involved. The Zohar has a comment on that pasuk. Beini, bein b'nei Yisrael, ois hili olam. That the maid in the king's palace has to have the keys to all the rooms. She has to clean up all the rooms. But she has to have enough brains to understand that when the king and the queen are together in the bedroom, in the bed, they want privacy. So she's going to come in, open up the bedroom with a key that she has. When the king and the queen are together, the king is going to behead her. He's going to tell him to kill her. So, Nochri Shabbos is Chayv Misa. Because on Shabbos, there's a special Yechidus, Beinir Bein Meneisah, there's a special time for his karvis between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Israel, and Nochri Shabbos is like the maid barging in when the king and the queen want to have privacy. So that's a shadow to what's considered like a noise. So the first Tana increases Daf Tesam and Aleph, understands Salasaska Melocha, Gecha, Sheb Sherecha, the Ger Toshav is not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, but he's not allowed to observe Shabbos the way we observe Shabbos. He has to observe Shabbos the way we observe Yom Tov. Next Tana says Yom Tov is also a noise. It's not going to help. But Chol HaMoed is not a noise. So the Ger Toshav has to observe Shabbos the way we observe Chol HaMoed. And it sounds like Melachas Chol HaMoed is deraisa, according to that Tana. Machlokes in Tosfos, but Melachas Chol HaMoed is an Issa deraisa and Issa derabbanan. The Gemara says in the end of the first perik in Avodah Zarah, if you sell a farm to a kusi in Eretz, you sell a farm to a kusi, he's probably going to do Avodah Sakarka and Chol HaMoed. So you're not allowed to sell him the farm, because of Lifnei Velisitim Yichshon. So Tosfos says, it sounds from the Gemara that it's an Issa Deraisa to do Malach and Chol HaMoed. It's only the Rabbana. How can it be a violation of Lifnei Velisitim Yichshon? Then Tosfos says, Ve'od Yeshlaima, no. And Aver Deraisa is Lifnei Velisitim and Aver Derabbana. There's also Lifnei Velisitim. Maybe it's Lifnei Velisitim. Maybe it's even Lifnei Velisitim. That's a deal in the Minchas Chinuch. Maybe if I machshel somebody in Issa derabbanan, even though the aver he did is derabbanan, but the fact that I was machshel him, that maybe that lifnei is deraisa. So those are the 2 days in Tosfos. That's machlokes and mechaber the Ramah. How do you paskin? Well, the malachas Chol HaMoed is deraisa derabbanan. The Ramah paskin is that malachas Chol HaMoed, whatever is also is deraisa. Mechaber writes like the other Rishon, malachas Chol HaMoed is derabbanan. What's the difference? Whether malachas Chol HaMoed is deraisa derabbanan. Difference is, what about Sofik? When the Gemara has an invited leiv shita, you go to chumra or the kulam. So Rabbi Kadega writes there on Shulchan Aruch Arachayim that this machlek is the mechaber neramo, where the malachas Chol HaMoed is deraisa derabbanan is lishitosum, because the Gemara Moed Katan has an invited leiv shita as far as a certain aspect of malachas Chol HaMoed, and mechaber paskins lahokel and neramo paskins lahachmer. So he says that it's lishitosum. Mechaber holds malachas Chol HaMoed is derabbanan. So an invited leiv shita is a take of the Rabbanan is the Kula. And the Ramah holds that Malachas Chol HaMoed is the Raisa, and the take of the Raisa is Lechumer. Sofik the Raisa, Lechumer. Yeah. So for that Gemara, the Gemara has one Tana holds that the Ger Toshav is obligated to observe Shabbos, Minat Torah, Aseres Adibus, Asas Gamalach, Ato, the Ger Chashev Bisharecha, goes on a Ger Toshav, the Ger Tzarek is Ato, goes on a Ger Toshav, but he's not allowed to observe Shabbos. Not like Shabbos, not like Yom Tov. The second Tana holds, he has to observe Shabbos like we observe Chol HaMoed. So what do you mean Chol HaMoed? Chol HaMoed is only the Rabbanan. So that Gemara, that Tana seems to be assuming Al Pi Pashtus, like the Ramah, that Malachas Chol HaMoed is the Reis. Then the Gemara says, we don't paskin like either of the first two Tanoim. The different Girsus who the first two Tanoim are. The third Tana, we know who it is. First Tana, first and second is either Rabbi Kira, Rabbi Shmuel. Third Tana is Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Baichoy. Third Tana is Rabbi Shimon. And he says that the Ger Toshev is not even allowed to observe Shabbos like Chol HaMoed. Because even Chol HaMoed is also Os. Shabbos is an Os, and Yom Tov is an Os, and Chol HaMoed is an Os. So therefore, and the Gemara says, Halachik Reb Shimon. We pass like the third time, we pass like Reb Shimon, that Chol HaMoed is also an Os, and if the Ger Toshev will observe Shabbos, like we observe Chol HaMoed, he'll be in violation of Beinei Beinei Mitzvah Lo Yisrael Yoylam. He's not allowed to do that. So what does it mean, Kerech HaShem B'Sharecha? So the Gemara leaves it hanging. The Gemara doesn't explain. So Tosfos and Yevamos explains. It means, Amira L'Ger Toshev is Anisa Derais. If you only ask a Goy to do Melach, a Nochri, you'll ask a Nochri to do Melach for you, Amira L'Yakim is only the Rabban. That's why we have so many Kulos. Amira L'Yakim, Shvuz L'Shvuz B'Mokah Mitzvah, and Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael, Mishum Hatzolos Kisvi HaKodesh we allow, and Mishum Tzabalachayim we allow, that the Goy should milk the cows, and so on. All the Kulos, on the assumption, Amira L'Yakim is only the Rabban. But if the Nochri, whom he asked to do the Melach, is a Ger Toshev, so then it's Amir Eliyakim is deraisa. Now we understand why did the Tanaim come up, called the Tikkun Rabban, came deraisa Tikkun. What did they invent from thin air? And is Amir Eliyakim? The answer is no. On the books there's Amir Eliyakim deraisa, provided the Yakim is a Ger Toshev. But if it's not a Ger Toshev, then it's Mutam min HaTorah. So the Rabban, they extended it. Even if it's not a Ger Toshev, it's also us. Yeah. Why did they see the Avnei Nezer? Gives this whole pshat that I said. He has a Hilchas Tefillin. Avnezer was a Chassidish Rebbe. So Chassidim don't wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed because of the Zohar. So somebody asked him, Zohar Hein Zohar Morgen, but it's a Machlokes in the Rishonim. Half of the Rishonim hold you Mechuyid Ben HaTorah to wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. By the Yekas, they put on Tefillin with a Bracha. So how are you so mezalzel? Should be Sofik Derai Selechumer. He says, no, the Gemara says, we pass like Rav Shimon by Choy, the Chol HaMoed is an ice. And tefillin, you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos Yantar because Shatim Los Al Yadecha Yotzei Shabbos V'Yamtam Shehein Atzmanois. Where does the Gemara say we pass like Reb Shimon and the Chol HaMoed? I said, and our Gemara increases. Tav Tesam and Alf. The first two Tanaim, it works with the Girsology there. Who's the first Tana? Who's the second Tana? A Girs and the Gemara, Girs and Tosefta, whatever. But the third Tana is Reb Shimon, that we know. And the Gemara says Halachik Reb Shimon. Then it's like Reb Shimon that the Ger Toshev is not allowed to observe Shabbos, even like Chol HaMoed, because Chol HaMoed is also an ois. So he said, that's Reb Shimon Bar Yochai in the Zohar. That's the same Tana. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai writes in the Zohar also like that. The Chol HaMoed is an ois. That's why he doesn't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Yeah. Why did the Tanaim, why did they all start off with the assumption, the put posit like that in Chumash, why did they all start off, the Ger Toshev should observe Shabbos? Why should the Ger Toshev to observe Shabbos? So that's what the Avnei Nezer explains. You have to step back a little bit. There's a question over here. What do you mean a Ger Toshev? A Ger Toshev is a Nochri who accepts upon himself in the presence of a Bezin. Just like if a Nochri wants to convert to become Jewish, he has to have Kabbalah on mitzvahs in the presence of a Bezin of three Jews. So too, if a Nochri wants to become a Ger Toshev, special status, when they get to Amir Eliyakim on Shabbos, and special status when they get to Ori Miklot, and special status mitzvah l'achiyosu, to give mitzvah, not too many more dinim. How many more dinim are there by Ger Toshev? That maybe could be exhausted, the whole story of Ger Toshev. I think Rabbi Beryl Wein, that is 60 years ago, published a book about all the dinim of Ger Toshev. It's a thin book. There isn't too much to write about. Priskarov has about all the dinim of Ger Toshev on Ragalachas. It's one paragraph. The whole thing, there's hardly anything there. I think this is it. This is the whole story. So the question that the Gedolim raised 150 years ago, what do you mean? The Nochri wants to convert, so he comes to a Bezin of three Jewish people. He says, wants to observe all the 613 mitzvahs. Okay, that's Kabbalah's on mitzvah. He comes to a Bezin of three Jews and says, I promise I commit myself to observe the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. What do you mean you obligate yourself? You mechuyev whether you accept it or you don't accept it. All the Nochim are mechuyev to accept the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. So why should anything change? What do you mean a Ger Toshev? He promises to observe the Sheva mitzvahs. Mechuyev to observe the Sheva mitzvahs, whether you commit yourself or not. What changes because he committed yourself? Rabbi Yosef Engler raises that issue. So he writes that Rabbi Yosef Engler is safe on Yerideya. Oitzus Yosef. He has a few svarim that are called Oitzus Yosef. So one is on Yerideya. So when they talk in Simon Beis, they talk about Nachri Shushachat and Ger Toshev Shushachat. So he asked this question, what do you mean Ger Toshev? What do you mean? The Ger Toshev accepts upon himself the Shem HaMitzvah anyway. So he says, he quotes the Gemara in Bava Kamma on Daf Lamed Ches. The Gemara in Bava Kamma quotes a pasuk in Chavakuk. I think it's the Haftarah for Shavuos. The pasuk says, Amad Vaymoided Eretz Roa Vayata Goim. That the Ribbono Shel Olam Amad Vaymoided Eretz. He looked all over the globe to see where's the best place to give Matan Torah, and he decided Har Sinai. Roa, at the time of Amar Har Sinai, the Ribbono Shel Olam looked through the history of the world until then, and he saw that the Nochem are not doing too good a job but observing their seven mitzvahs ben Noach. Roh, Shtetamekayim, Vayatagoyim, he said, okay, Kindalach, you don't want to observe the seven mitzvahs, so you don't have to. Omer behitalahem, you don't have to. So the Gemara said, what do you mean? Matzina chayta niskar, because they're not observing the seven mitzvahs, so he says, you don't have to. The Gemara says, no, that's not what it means. If they violate the seven mitzvahs, there'll be punishment al Shamayim. But even if they observe them, they won't get reward like a mitzvah v'yosef. They'll only get reward like an ain mitzvah v'yosef, because God l'ham mitzvah v'yosef v'nish ain mitzvah v'yosef. Machlekes hamaroyim. Let's say a man shakes a lulav on sukkahs and his wife shakes the lulav. So the man is obligated to shake a lulav. He gets a certain degree of schar. A mitzvah v'yosef gets schar. His wife is ain mitzvah. It says man grama women are not mechuyev. So women also get schar. You see that there's a kiyum mitzvah. If a woman volunteers a mitzvah, says my grandma, see if in Gemara she gets chai, you see that there's a kiyum mitzvah. The Gemara does has a machlekes hamaroyim. Who deserves more schar? The one is mitzvah v'yos, or the one is enim mitzvah v'yos? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that the mitzvah v'yos gets more schar. So that's what the Gemara says. Roa vayata goyim, hita lahem. He told the goyim, you don't have to observe it. He didn't tell them they don't have to observe the mitzvahs. He said, even if you'll observe them, you won't get reward like a mitzvah v'yosef. You'll only get reward like an ein mitzvah v'yosef. If you'll violate them, you're going to burn in Gehenna. I'm going to punish you. You better observe them. But he was hitalem in the sense that even if they observe they do observe the shevet mitzvahs, they'll only get reward like an ein mitzvah v'yosef. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says, so that's what the institution of Ger Toshav is all about. If he accepts upon himself, he commits himself in the presence of the best of three Yisraelim to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs, so then he's considered a mitzvah v'yoseh, and then he'll get more skar. That says he's guessing. He doesn't have any rayas. Otherwise, he doesn't understand what's the significance, what's the relevance of Kabbalah's Sheva Mitzvahs b'nei Noach. He's mechuyev anyway, whether he's mekabel or not. So that's what the Avnei Nezer raises in the same issue. This Avnei Nezer in the Hilchas Tefillin, when he raises the question, that when they ask the question, how come you don't wear tefillin on a Chol HaMoed? It's not Sofek the Raisa of the Chumrah. So he has this whole razzle dazzle interpretation. So he explains, the Nochem are only mechuyev in the basic Sheva Mitzvahs b'nei Noach, the bare bones of the Sheva Mitzvahs. When a Nochri decides to accept upon himself the Sheva Mitzvahs, to become a Ger Toshav, then he's mechuyev to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs in a more enhanced form, because he accepted it upon himself. Not in the bare form, just the mitzvahs themselves. He has to observe even the abizrayus of the mitzvahs. So the Gemara says that a Jew who's Machal Shabbos Befrayesya is Dina Kovid Avodah Zarah and Shechitas Nevela. Why is Dina Kovid Avodah Zarah? So the Gemara is in Chulan Daf Hei. So there's a famous Rashi in Chulan on that Daf Hei. Rashi writes, because one who observes Shabbos is Ki'ilu Meyid, he's testifying that he believes in the story of creation. So one is Mechal Shabbos, Befer Hesiyah, is not testifying as if he doesn't believe in the story of creation. So that's why the Gemara considers it, called Mechal Shabbos, Befer Hesiyah, Ki'ilu Oibir Avodazar, as if he doesn't believe in the story that God created the world in 6 days. So the Ger Toshav, so Shmira Shabbos is in a certain sense an Abizrahu of Avodah Zarah. So the Ger Toshav accepted upon himself not to worship Avodah Zarah and not to violate all the Sheva Mitzvah Minav. So he has to observe the Isra Avodah Zarah in a more enhanced form, with more Abizrahus, with more of the related dinim. So we really want to force upon the Ger Toshav he should observe Shabbos. Asas kom locha, the Ger Chashe b'sharecha. Because since he was mekabel all of the Sheva Mitzvah, so he should observe Avodah Zarah with the Avodah Zarah, so he shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos either. But the first two Tanaim say, but you can't allow him to observe Shabbos Mamish, because that's Nachri Shabbos Chayiv Misa. It's a violation of the oath. So the first Tana, he works the different angle. The first Tana was of the opinion that only Shabbos is an ois, Yom Tov is not an ois. So let him observe Shabbos like we observe Yom Tov. Next Tana was of the opinion Shabbos Yom Tov are both ois, but Chalamoid is not an ois. So let him observe Shabbos as an Abizrai of Avodah Zarah. Let him observe Shabbos like we observe Chalamoid. This on the assumption that on the level of the Raisa, there's a Din of Malachas Chamoid. And the Gemara said, Hilchasa, no. You're not allowed to, the Yatoshev is not even allowed to observe Shabbos like we observe Chalamoid. Chalamoid is also an ois. So what does it mean? Ger Chashev Sherecha, that Amir Yakum is the Raisa if the Yakum is a Ger Toshev. That's the Toshev in Yavama. Yeah, what else? What else? What are the dinim of a Ger Toshev? Anything else there? So there are those who claim based on a Loshon of the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, when the Gemara says in Psochim in the second parak that a Ger Toshev is mitzvah l'achayosai, what it means is that Pikoch Nefesh of a Ger Toshev is Deicha Shabbos. Pashtus, this is that it's absolutely not true. A Ger Toshev is not Jewish. Why should it be Pikoch Nefesh of a Ger Toshev? But it's a little misleading. The Loshon of Ramban sounds a little bit ke'ilah then. So there are those who claim like that. And then the question is, the Gemara says, "Ein mekabel ger toshev ela bizman sheyovel noig." Bizman sheyne yovel noig, there's no eved ivri, right? Tosfos quoted the Gemara from Leila. Bizman sheyne yovel noig, you can't have an eved ivri because it can't be yotze b'yovel. It can be yotze b'sheish, but it can't be yotze b'yovel. So then the Gemara says on the same daf, bizman sheyne yovel noig, there's no institution of ger toshev, so you can't have a ger toshev bizman hazeh. So Rav Kook, so Chana Levrocha had a dayan in his bezin. The name never struck a bell by me, so I don't remember the name, but it's in Sefer Shabbos HaOretz. Rav Kook wrote a whole Sefer about, he wrote a lot about Shemitah, one Sefer Shabbos HaOretz. So he writes that they rely on the Het HaMechira. You should know, the Het HaMechira wasn't Rabbi Kook's Chiddush. Het HaMechira, when Rav Kook went from Europe to Eretz Yisrael, he was invited to become the rabbi in Yafo. So the rabbi before him was a big tzaddik. The rabbi before him was the one who printed the Siddur HaGro with a lot of Kabbalah in it. Naftali Hertz. So when the Badats finally told the Balabatim that they better go for Het HaMechira, because the first Shemitah, they told them they shouldn't use the Het HaMechira. And some of the cows died, and some of the children died, and it was a big disaster. So the second Shemitah, when they made that colony, Maskeret Batya, that was named after Baron Rothschild's mother, her name was Beatrice, so Hebrew name was Batya, so Maskeret Batya, he gave them permission, Rothschild gave them permission to name the Moshav after his mother, because they were so medactic in mitzvahs. They had a tefillah b'tzibur every day. They used to sit and learn every day from a balabatim. So he gave them the right to use his mother's name. Now they're not Shem Shabbos there. The whole area, Maskeret Batya, unfortunately. But when it first started, there were 11 religious families came from Lithuania, and they founded a moshav, they founded a kibbutz there. So the first meet, the badats told them that they shouldn't be lying Het HaMechira. Then it was a disaster. So the second Shmita, it said they should go for Et Mechira, but they didn't want to touch it. So they say, go to the Holy Tzaddik, the Rav in Yafo, and he'll make the Et Mechira for you. So when he died, and they needed a new rabbi, so that was the job description. You had to be prepared to do the Et Mechira for Shmita. Like whoever's the rabbi in the Jewish center has to supervise the Erev in Manhattan. Whoever's the rabbi in the Young Israel Flatbush has to supervise the Flatbush Erev. That's part of the job. So Rabbi Kook, that was his job. He had to do the Het HaMechira. He wasn't so excited about it. He wasn't so keen about it. So what they do is, they sell the areas in Eretz Yisrael to Nochrim on the assumption that Shemitah B'zman Hazeh is only the Rabbanon. So Yesh Kinyan HaNochri Lafkiyam Yad Mitzvah Tliz Ba'aretz, whenever the whole Mitzvah Tliz Ba'aretz is only by the Rabbanon. That's what the Sfardish Yigdailah from the 1600s, they came up with this Het HaMechira. So they just dug it up. The Gedolim in Europe found these tshuvas from the Gedolim from the 1600s. So that's what they relied on to have the Het HaMechira. So the others were opposed to the Het HaMechira. So they said, you're worried about Shemitah the Rabbanon. So in order to avoid Shemitah the Rabbanon, sell a land to a Nochri, that's an Issa Deraisa, Lo Sechonim. So where's the Seichel? you're running away from Nisa de Rabbanan, the way to save yourself is Rabbanan, sell the land to a goy. Sell the land to a goy is a Nisa de Raisa. So they say, no, it's not an Nisa de Raisa, because the Sefer HaChinuch says, the Nisa de Raisa to sell to a goy is only if you sell the land for good. But everybody knows we're only selling the land for 1 year, we're going to buy it back after the year, so the Sefer HaChinuch says that there's no Issa. And then Adi Gedolim said, the Masha has such a head. Adi Gedolim said, the only Yisr is I sell to the goy, the Toivus the goy. Here the guy's doing me a favor. The goy is helping me out that I should be able to make a panos during Shana Sashmita, but that's not an Issa. So, and others point out, that's where Rav Kook quotes, one of the members of his Bezin came up with this Tzad L'Hokel, that why do you call this Nochri Ager Toshav? The one who accepts upon himself in the presence of the Bezin of three Jewish people to observe the Shavuot mitzvah. Why do you call him a ger toshav? Because usually there's a din leyesh v'yatzoch ha'pen yachti v'oischali. If Eretz Yisrael is under Jewish control, they're not allowed to allow nochrim to live there. But if you have a goy is mekabel olav in the presence of the bezin shel shloshi Yisrael, not to violate the Shavuot mitzvah, then it says in chumash imcha yesh bikir becha. So we call him a ger toshav. He's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. He's allowed to live on the farm. You're not supposed to let him live in the cities, but you can let him live on the farmlands. So that's why he's called the Ger Toshav. So that's what one of the Dayanim in Rav Kook's Bezman, he was in Yafo when he had to do the Het Mechira. So one of the Dayanim came up with that Einfeld, that maybe instead of selling to a Christian, maybe we should sell to a Muslim. And the Muslims are monotheists. The Christians worship the Trinity. But the Muslims are monotheists. So maybe we should consider all the Muslims ger toshav. So in Mele, there's no iser in selling the karka. There's no iser of loisachonim. Im chayeshet dikir becha. I think Gemara says em chab mi ger toshav b'zman shal yovel noi. So that's where Rav Kook explains. Em chab mi ger toshav means if an ochri comes, I don't know where he's holding in the world. So you shouldn't convene a bezin to accept him as a ger toshav b'zman shal yovel noi. But here, you don't have to be Mekabalim. He's like Mekubal the Yomei. We know what the Muslims stand for. They believe in monotheism, they believe in Lo Sirtzach and Lo Sinoch, and they believe in the Shemim and says Bnei Noach. So it's not that we have to be Mekabal them. Maybe they're Mekubal the Yomei. Maybe they're automatically they're a din of Ger Toshav. Yeah, that's an interesting idea. There is no din, there is no such din. Let's say someone was accepted by a Bezon Shal Shlosha as a Ger Toshav. And then there's a galus of Bnei Yisrael, and you no longer have kol yoshvehu aleho. So there's not going to be any shmita, there's not going to be any yovel, there's bancha any yovel noi. So the people who became geri toisha before yovel became nizbatel, so that they lose their status of ger toisha. No, you can't be mekabel a ger toisha, bancha any yovel noi. Whoever became a ger toisha before remains a ger toisha. So maybe even today, we have no right to be Mekabal Ger Toshav, but if he's Mekubal V'Yomer, everybody knows what Islam stands for. They believe in monotheism, they believe in all the Shevet Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. They believe in other additional Narishkeit also, other shtick. But they subscribe to the Shevet Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, so maybe we should consider them automatically as a Ger Toshav. So that was the Hidur that the Dayan and Rav Kook's Bezin and Yafo introduced at the Mechira. Every 7 years they had another Hidur. They keep on adding Hidurim to the Het Mechira. So that was a Hidur. Instead of selling to a Christian, you're going to sell to a Muslim. Yeah, but then if you say like that, then you can't have a Shabbos Goy who's a Muslim. Because Amir Liakim is their Isa, if he's a Ger Toshav. So you can't ask the Goy to turn on the lights and shul, turn off the lights and shul. You have to get Dafka Christian to be the Shabbos Goy. You can't, because that Ger Toshav is Amir Liakim their Isa. So that, but the minig all over Eretz Yisrael was, they used the Muslims as the Shabbos Goy. They all use the Muslim as the Shabbos guy. So Rav Kook splits his. So he says, no, the Dayan, this he has in his Chuvah. So he says, the Dayan said a Chiddush that he's Mekubal the Yoimed, he has a din of Ger Toshav, but again, to this din, the whole reason why you're not allowed to let a Nochri live in Eretz Yisrael is Penyachti Oyschali. If we know that he observes the Shevet Mitzvah Bnei Noach, so we know he's like, he doesn't have to be Mekabel, the Shevet Mitzvah. We know that he observes the Shevet Mitzvah. So then, Im Chayesh Abikir Bech, but when you get to that Din Daraisa of Amir Aliakim is Daraisa of Agiatoshav, maybe there it doesn't help the fact that we know that he observes the Shevet Mitzvah. he has to be officially a ger toshav. So officially he's not, because man sheni yevam, no, you're not mekabel ger toshav. So that's a little bit of a doichik, the split between the din of ger toshav and the get to imcha yeshe bikevecha, the heter to allow a ger toshav to live in Eretz Yisrael, and the definition of a ger toshav, then a get to Shabbos. The Amir Eliakim will be an Issa deraisa. Different din of ger toshav is not the same. So that's the doichik. Yeah.
Doesn't the Rambam say that you're only a ger toshav if you accept it because you think Bnei Yisrael were given the Torah and then
Moshe Rabbeinu because
of that?
Yeah.
And the Muslims, I don't think the Muslims believe in Aaron Masorah of that.
They think Ezra messed everything up.
Yeah, but they don't believe in Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov and Maimon HaSinai, but then they think things change later.
They think that we got the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and then argue so the Torah became all Meshodesh, and so now you can't be Femachon.
So could be, even according to the Rambam, could be they're also Ger Tosha. That's, yeah, that was the Chiddush, yeah.
If we say that the lo tachonim for ger tosha, is that the reason of chanoi bakarka or matz nasina?
The chanoi lo tachonim. There are three levels of interpretation. The Gemara Rabbi Dezer Daf Chof has three levels, and all three are derais. So one level is you're not allowed to give matan schinim lo tachonim miloshem chinam. You're not allowed to give matan schinim. Another interpretation is lo yisur chen bi'enechem. You're not allowed to praise an ochri lo tachonim miloshem chen. And the third one is Miloshem Chanoya, that the Yeshua the Artsucho, the Sitonem Chanoya Bekarke, you're not allowed to sell, you're not allowed to rent an apartment to a Nochri. But if he's a Ger Toshav, then it is permissible, right? Imcha Yeshua Bekebecha, he's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. We're allowed to give him tzedakah, so there's no Yisra of Matas Chinim either. We're allowed to give him tzedakah.
So then I'm saying, because if we say that selling them land would be a problem of Matas Chinim, so it would be the same thing for Mechiras Chamin. But if that's not the problem, because
Chanoi Bekarka,
then Chomit has nothing to do. If you can't
no, this is Chanoi Bekarka, to give a bilus in Eretz Yisrael. If I would give the schnapps bottle to the Goy as a matana, that's an Issa Matas Chinam. Stomach is no Issa Matas Chinam to a Ger Toshav.
Is there an Issa Matas Chinam al Menat Lahachzer?
If I give a matana Menat Lahachzer, I don't think so. I'm going to get it back. I don't think there's an Issa Matas Chinam there. So you don't have so many dinim for the Ger Toshav. You don't have so many dinim. Some of the Rabbanim thought that there's such a Ramban in Sefer Mitzvah. The Pashta says that it's not correct. Somebody printed an essay, Benny Buchman, one of the editors of the Flatbush journal Chakira. They printed a whole essay to explain that this is a big mistake, that it's not so. But one of the big Rabbanim from Toronto published that in his Sefer, that if you have a Ger Toshav, so because Nabi Shabbat Ger Toshav is Decha Shabbos, and it sounds like that in the Ramban. Benny Buchman points out, if you read the whole paragraph, it's not correct. If you take one line out of context, that's what it says.
According to the Avi Nezer, who says the Shmir Shabbos is Abizrael de Borazara,
yes.
Where else do we find that Shmir Shabbos is Abizrael de Borazara? We don't know some of the Yaruv Yahuwah for Jews.
No, no.
So where is
No, he quotes the Gemara Chulon Daf Hei, that Machal Shabbos prefers a Dinika Ovid Abizrael Shchitos and Avela.
So it's an Abizrael de Borazara only for a guy, but not an Abizrael de Borazara for Jews.
For a Jew, no. A Jew is Machal Shabbos prefers a Shchitos and Avela.
But then shouldn't it be Yaruv Yahuwah if it's really an Abizrael Mamish?
I don't know. That's a good question. There's a Machlokes Rishon where they say Yarag Vayav Vayav Israels.
But we don't find anyone who says that you would be Yarag Vayav for
Shabbos. Chil Shabbos, correct? So it's not enough in Ab Israel. I don't know. It's a good question.
According to in Israel, they would have to keep Shomer Negiah.
Could be. Could be. I mean for Arias.
Yeah.
For relatives, not for Nida. Could be. I don't know. What about what other rabbis writers are there? Okay, what other rabbis are there? They raise big questions. They're good questions. What do you mean? The Ger Toshav is Mekabel Shem, he's Mechuyev, whether he's Mekabel or not Mekabel. So the question is a strong question. Yosef Engel's answer is Aniluyas. The question is that's what it is. To make into Mitzvah V'yosef. Avner Nezer's answer sounds better, but so at the end of the day, it comes in the Gemara that we don't accept it. So do we accept it anywhere that the Ger Toshav is mechuyev to observe the Shevet mitzvahs in a more enhanced form? So Shabbos we don't allow. What about the other Shevet mitzvahs? We obligate the Negiah. We obligate the Ger Toshav to observe the other Sheva mitzvah v'nachan, and bore a hands to him. I don't know. Never heard of it. Maybe Rabbi Beryl Winehouse. Got to look in his sefer. His sefer is also a thin sefer. Not so big. There isn't too much to talk about the Gerat Torah. Yeah. So what does the Gemara say? So one might have thought, true, Abaye. Let's go again. One fine day, Abaye was in a happy mood. So he says, he's open for anybody has a kasha, I'll work on the Torah. So one of the Talmidim, one of the Bachrim from Nishim, one of the Talmidim says, how did the Bryson know that you go to Hakam? So how did the Tana know that you go to Kula? Maybe you should go to Chumim. So he says, no, because we know Imcha Yeshev. You see that you always have to treat the Eved Ibi very nicely. You have to bend over backwards. So that's why it makes more sense to go always lahakam. So the Gemara says, maybe that's only because man that he's there. You have to treat him nicely, not to be mitzayer him. But when you get to Gulas, Giroin Kesef, Gula, to have the right to buy his way out, how did it happen in the first place? That he had to sell himself as an Eved Ivri to the Nachri, he probably violated Shemitah, like this Tana says, Rabbi Yosef Rab Chanina says, Kama Kasha Avka Shal Rivis, Shal Avka Shal Shvius, and he reads the Psukim like that at the end of Ayikra, you will violate, it has first the din of Shemitah, then it has the din, if you sell Metalklam, then you sell your field, then you sell your house, then it doesn't say that the daughter is not there. Him Karishis Bita Leyama, that's in Parshas Mishpatim. That's not at the end of Ayikra. The Gemara says that selling the daughter, and that parsha in the end of Ayikra doesn't say a word about selling the daughter, but it talks about borrowing beribis. You're not allowed to borrow beribis from another Jew. So the Gemara says, and the Tana knows on his own that to borrow beribis is worse than selling your daughter. Why is it? What way is it worse? Because the ribis, you're going to accumulate more and more and more. You have to keep on paying more. The daughter, you sold your daughter. You did a stupid thing. You have no money. You sold your daughter. So you'll be able to buy her freedom out. Every month that you wait, you have to pay less to buy her way out to freedom. It's not going to get more. It's going to get less and less. So if a person is broken, he has an option either to sell his daughter Zalman Avriya, to borrow beribis from a goy. So we recommend sell your daughter Zalman Avriya. Don't borrow beribis. It's going to get worse. So the psukim say about selling the talklim, selling a soda, selling your bay, selling, doesn't say about selling the daughter, but it's understood because that's more reasonable than borrowing beribis. And the pasuk talks about borrowing beribis. Then it talks, next pasuk says about a person selling himself. And then it says, not only lim kalach, you sold yourself mecher atzman to a Jew, el leger. And not only a ger tzedek, a ger toshav. Not only a ger toshav, a ger toshav shkibel olav shav mitzvah benoach, he sold himself to a mishpachas ger. Mishpachas ger, they didn't convert. The daughter converted, the father never converted. And then it says, le'eke mishpachas ger. Was the eke mishpachas ger? To the church. Why is the church called eke? Tosafot says, because we hope. You hope the church will be removed from there. When I walk to the yeshiva every day, so I pass by on when you climb up the hill from the A train. So there used to be a gigantic church over there. So they took down the whole church. So the Gemara says, "You say a bracha, baruch shakar avod hazar min amakam hazeh." If it's in Eretz, you say baruch shakar avod hazar min yartzeinu. This is not Eretz. So they say baruch shakar avod hazar min amakam hazeh. They have a big sign that they plan to build a bigger and a better church. But so far they didn't lift a finger to build a new church. So far they took down every single brick from the church. You got to say a bracha. You can see the sky. You get some fresh air. The church was so imposing. Yeah.
So how do we let there be any churches? So we have control over Eretz Yisrael.
If they won't allow any churches, the whole United Nations will close down the whole Medina. You can't. Yeah, there's a mitzvah to put up a Jewish army and to fight. But the mitzvah to wage a war is only, there's only a mitzvah to fight a war if you know you're going to win. If you're pretty sure you're going to win. If you're not sure you're going to win, or you know for sure you're going to lose. So there are only three battles that you have to fight even though you know you're going to lose. That's called Yehorek Vayaba, but the Zorah, the Rais and Shvichas Don. You have to fight even if you're going to lose your life. But everything else, if you know you're going to lose, so you don't fight.
Don't
in Matzada, when they take you, the tour guide takes it to Matzada, so he says, that these people didn't want to be kafuf, they didn't want to surrender to the Romans, and they fought till every last person lost his life, and this is against the opinion of the Tanaim. The tour guide will tell you that it's against the halacha. They felt that the independence is such a big mitzvah, it's an avera to give it to the goyim, you have to fight till every person loses his life. We don't hold like that. We hold there's no mitzvah to fight the losing battle. It's a mitzvah only to fight if you're pretty sure you're going to win.
Destroying a vote is a bad. There's a human power in every single person for going to destroy
a vote. Destroy a vote is put you in prison. You're not mechuyif. You're not mechuyif. If you're going to get into trouble, you're not mechuyif to destroy a vote. Yeah.
You say the bracha every time you see it, or Mishloshim Yom, Mishloshim Yom, or...
I don't say the Shem of Malchus anyway, so just breathe fresh air. It used to be a very imposing church, and I used to walk on the other side of the street, because it says in the Gemara Avodah Zarah, not allowed to walk Tochtal Ramas of a Pesach Isha Zayna or a Pesach Beis Avodah Zarah. And now I can walk on either side. I can walk on the side that has fresh air. There's no building over there.
Rabbi doesn't say Shem of Malchus because Shitos might not be Avodah Zarah?
I don't know. I don't know why I don't say Shem HaMalchus. Yeah, so the Gemara says, one might have thought. So he says, one might have thought that since he must have done an Avera, if the end of the story was that he sold himself as an evidentiary to a Nochri. So I would have thought, why should you go to Hakel? You have a steer between the two Psuf. How did the Tana know that Yodosh al Hanachri is al HaTachtoina, and Yodosh Yalosh al HaOdon Hanachri is al HaTachtoina, Yodosh al HaEvid is al HaYonah. Maybe it's the reverse. He can have been a Shinah Lekula, he can have been a Shinah Melechumra. My chosid da Shinah Lekula, nidu Shinah Lekumra. After all, the guy must have done an Averi. He probably violated Shemitah. And that's why he's in a pickle. That's why he had to sell himself. Yeah. So maybe we should go Lekumra. Amalei, so the top line, Sabai, response to the Talmud. No, Hasam Ahadre Kro, even though one might have thought like that, even though one might have thought that the fellow deserves to be punished because he did an Avera, and that's why he's in this situation that he had to sell himself Mecher Atzma L'Nochri. But, so the Talmud raised the possibility maybe you should go to Chumash. He says, no, Amalei, Abai tells the Talmud, Hasam Ahadre Kro, the Tani. The day Rabbi Shmuel, Hava Hosam and Asas Koimelav, where this Kochavim became a Galach. Rashi learns he didn't become a Galach, he's the super, Rashi says. Hanim Kalavit Kalav, where this Kochav Matzah, the top Rashi writes, Lach the Beitz and Mishal Tzarecha, Lo the Shem Elohus. He's not a Galach. I don't know, why didn't Rashi want to learn that he's a Galach? The Gemara said, Nasa Koimelav, where this is okay, Rashi learns him, he became the super. And, there's a Gemara in Bava Basra, where the Gemara says that a person shouldn't say, "Oh, my father was a rabbi, my grandfather was a chief rabbi. I can't work for a living. I have to sit and learn in the kollel. The community has to support me." So that's a nasty thing to say. To be mata latzma al tzibur, mutav sheyaver avodizarev, and you shouldn't pshot nivelta b'shuka. You should even be a garbage collector. You should do a parnasa bezuya. If you can't find a parnasa nekiya, you should even do a parnasa bezuya, and you shouldn't ask for a handout. You shouldn't say, I'm a rodon choshev, and I'm not allowed to work for a living. So the Gemara has a lashon, it's better to worship Avodah Zarah. So the Rashbam says, it doesn't mean to worship Avodah Zarah, it means to worship Avodah Zarah. He's Zarah Lo. It's not your family business. My family business. My father was a rabbi, my grandfather was a chief rabbi. So that's not my family business. To become an accountant, that's an avodah zarah. That's a job that's zorah for my family. It doesn't mean to worship Avodah Zarah. It could be to worship Avodah Zarah to become a super for the church. But no one would say, mutav labar Avodah Zarah. It's better to worship Avodah Zarah. Is that what Rashi means to say over here? But the Gemara calls Nasa Koyma Avodah Zarah. The Gemara didn't quote that. Mutav labar Avodah Zarah. That's a different Gemara in Yesh Nechlan. That's not our Gemara. I don't know. Why did Rashi go out of his way to explain that the Nimkala Avodas Kachav Matzma doesn't mean that he's a Galach? If the Gemara said Nasa Koimer, why can't he say he did become a Galach? I don't know. Maybe that's too much of a punishment just because he violated the Afkir Shal Shviyas. So, Men Hashemayim, they're going to punish me, I should become a Galach to Avodah Zarah. I should worship up with the Zohar. So the worst still punishment is I should become a super in a church. Okay. So the Gemara says, the Brisa, all the Nasa come, love it has come. Ema, one might think, Litchieb and Afar Neufel, leave him there. We're not Muchiev to save him. He did an Avera, he must have violated Perishvius, Lochta Velo Leschora. And step by step, he was punished. The first punishment, he sold his metaltlan. Then he sold his field. Then he sold his house. Then he borrowed beribis. And then he sold his daughter. And then he sold himself. This is already the sixth punishment, min hashamayim. So maybe we're not, and he still didn't get it. He still didn't realize that everything was a punishment, min hashamayim, for having violated. Should have done tshuva for having violated the din of the ochel of Allah. Sorry, didn't do tshuva. So one might have thought, you're not mukhiyev to help him out anymore. There is an institution of gulas kraven, that the kraven, if they can afford it. If they're poor, they can't afford it. If they can afford it, they should beguil him. So you see from the pasuk that you still bend over backwards to save him. So that's why Abai says, so that's why we bend over backwards to be lohakel. You have the steer between the two psukim. When you calculate, he has another 4.5 years left till sheish. So how much money should you pay? Should you calculate it based on how much he was sold for? Calculate how much based on his true value is. So the Brisa said, you always go l'kula. So why? How do you know you go l'kula? Maybe you should always go l'chumah. So he says, no. Pasuk says, you still go out of hiwei l'hokam. So the Talmud asked, you still didn't satisfy my kasha. The ema, maybe I should say, gula ti'ala kech lola tamid av tikram. You're right. There's a din of gula's craving. We have to be paid to him if we can afford it. We have to be paid to him that he shouldn't remain the Beisr Shalom Nochrim. But how do you know you have a right to pay the Nochri Bal Korcha if the Nochri agrees to take less? Fine. Tov, no mitzvah to pay more. But if the Nochri doesn't agree, you have a right to do Giroin Kesa Bal Korcha of the Odon. How do you know that you have the right to go to Hakel? Maybe you have to go to Hachmir. That's what the Talmud is backed up by. He doesn't let Abai get away with it. Ve'emen, maybe I should say, I shouldn't get, letama means to assimilate, to blend it in, but how much should he pay? He must have sinned. If he didn't sin, all of this wouldn't have happened. So maybe we should go to Chum. He has to pay the higher amount, the higher of the two amounts. I just say the lower of the two amounts. So one of the Amoraim comes and he gives an answer. Either the Girsa we have, the Nachma Yitzchak, then on the side they say the Marshal had a different Girsa, Rab Nachman. Whoever it is, either Rab Nachman, Nachma Yitzchak, so the Gemara considers it a knockout drasha. On the first wide line, Amar Rab Yosef, Dashinu, Rab Nachman, Lahani Kroi, Kisinai. This is mamish, like Moshe Rabbeinu must have heard this at Har Sinai. This is Givaldic, the way he interpreted the Pesukim. So what did he interpret? What was so Givaldic? There's a contradiction between the two psukim. Ksiv, and one pasuk says mod rabos bashanim, the other pasuk says miyatin shabashanim. So what does that mean? So the pshuto shom mikro, we know what it means. If there are 5.5 years left till the end of sheish, or till yovel, so you pay accordingly by Giron Kesef. There's only a half year left, so you pay accordingly. Depending how much time there is left till the end of Shesh, he'll tell you a lot of time, a little time. So somehow, the Gemara doesn't understand it like that. So the Gemara raises a question, Re'eshanim Rubis, Re'eshanim Water. So Rashi says, it's always Shesh. The Abedibi works till Shesh. It never changes. Shesh will tell you whichever comes first. So what does it mean? V'mo Rabos Bashanim V'miyat Nishar Bashanim. I don't really understand what the question is. It means you have to pay how many years are left till Giron Kesef. You have to pay how much is worth. The Gemara is going to ask that. Isn't that the Posh Pshat? The Gemara is going to say, you shouldn't say Bashanim. You shouldn't say with a base. You should say without a base. Emod Rabos Shanim. V'imiyat Shanim. V'imiyat Shanim Nisharu. You shouldn't say Bashanim. So the Gemara says that the Pasuk doesn't read straight because Every Abed Ivri is Nimka L'Sheish. How do we, the Rambam Paskins, that's the Machlokes, Tosfos, and the Rambam. There's Machlokes Tanakame and Reb Lezer. So Tosfos says, if it's Reb Eliezer, Reb Lezer Ben Hurkin, Reb Lezer Shamut Tehu, So we rarely pass from like Rav Lezer. The Gemara in the Torah's Perek and Nida has at least three places in Taurus where we pass from like Rav Lezer. Usually you don't pass. If it's Reb Elazar, so it's possible that you should pass him. So what is the Girsus? So the two Girsus. Whether it's Reb Elazar or Reb Elazar. So how do you pass him? So the Rabbi pass him is like the Tanakhama, with the five differences, the fourth in the Gemara, and the fifth one is about Nimka La'akum. Mecher Atzma can sell himself La'akum, Achrub Bez never sells him to La'akum. And Nirtza and Hanoke, Muta B'shiv Chaknayn, is all the differences. And Tosis and Tezvav and Menalev, even Maschal Yidach, Tosis thinks that the Rek Yerzah should be Reb Elazar instead of Reb Eliezer, and we should pass him like Reb Elazar. That he does have, that the Mecher Atzma does have the same dinim. Does have the same dinim. So they're only, so that's what Rashi learns over here. Rashi learns in this Gemara. It's talking about Mecher Atzma La'akum. The Pasuk is talking about Mecher Atzma La'akum. So according to the Rama, Mecher Atzma, there's no din of Sheish. He can sell more than Sheish, less than Sheish. The Bezin can't sell, Bezin can't sell for less than Sheish, can't sell for more than Sheish. Let's say the guy, Nimka Bignei Bosa, let's say he stole, and he owes $100,000. But if you sell him as an Ebedivri for 6 years, he'll get $500,000. You won't get $100,000. So sell him as an Ebedivri for 10 months. So the Gemara says, no. Either he's Nimka or he's not Nimka. He's not Nimka Lachatzon. You can't sell him for an Ebedivri for a year or for half a year. If the Geneva was worth $5 million and you sell him as an Ebedivri for $500,000, so that was a Machloikus Hatanaim. So Rav Lozen said, you only sell him as an Ebedivri, it'll never happen. You only sell him as an Ebedivri if the value that you get for selling him for 6 years is exactly the equivalent of the Geneva. The Pasha, even though Rav says, in Svara, he's right, but the Pasha, we don't pass like that. We pass him if you collect part of the Chayv, you collect part of the Chayv. So Rashi interprets here in the Gemara, Ebedivri, Mecher Atzmo, is always Nimka L'Sheish. That's not the way the Raman paskens. It's the way Tosfos paskens. Ebedivri is Nimka L'Sheish. So what does it mean if there are a lot of years left, if there are a few years left? The Rav is going to be till Sheish. Pashup Shami, how many years are left till the end of Sheish? Are you holding a half year before Sheish? You're holding 5.5 years before Sheish. So Rav Nachman interprets that this is the Pshat. Every Eved stays till Sheish, the end of Sheish. Ela, what it means is, Emod Rabos Bashanim, if the value of the Eved went up from the time that he was sold as an Eved till now, his value went up. Nisrabe Kaspo, then when you calculate how much to pay for the Giron Kesev, you calculate on the lower amount. Then it's Mikesev Kenosa. But if Nismait Kaspo, when he was sold as an Ebedivri, they got $500,000. But now, if you would sell him now as an Ebedivri for 6 years, you get $250,000. So in this might Kaspo, his value went down. So then, how much does he have to pay in order to buy out his freedom? So then you say Kefishanov, you go to Hakol, you pay the lower amount. So Rav Nachman says that the Hakama didn't say Mitzara Svara. We know you always go to Hakol. It's not that you always go to Hakol. The pasuk is mashma like that. And Mod Rabos Bashanim means if his value went up, then it says Mikes and Miknasa. And Miat Nisha Bashanim means if his value went down. But that's not Pshut Tosham Mikra. It's a drasha. I don't know why Rav Yosef thought it's Gevaldik. Dashina Hanikroi Kisina is Gevaldik. I don't know, you see? I don't have a feel for the drashas. I didn't appreciate Rav Nachman's drasha here. So then the Gemara says, how do you see? The Talmud doesn't let him get away with this. The Talmud keeps on asking, can't buy. The Ein Mahachikam, and maybe Pshat like this. How many years are left till the end of Sheish? Emor Rabos Bashanim, if there are 4 years left to go, Roiv of the 6 years are in the future. V'miat Neshab Bashanim means he already worked for 4 years and he only has 2 years left to go. So that's the Pashup Pshat in Gemara. V'yema Freg the Gemara, maybe the way to read the Pasuk is, Echadov Atrei Poshlei Dalet, he worked 2 out of the 6 years and another 4 years to go. Then they say, "Lay midala mikas miknasa." You got to pay for the remaining 4 years. Of a dal pasul tarte, if he worked 4 years and he only has 2 years left to go, they say, "Tarte kefishanim." Then you pay. So what? The price went up. The price went down. What's the din? So Rashi says, irrelevant. According to this suggestion, the ema, it's irrelevant. So which way is it? That's what Rashi says. Irrelevant. Tosfos is not happy with the Rashi. Pirush B'kunz, the pasuk is not talking about the valley going up and the valley going down. So it doesn't appear so from the Pashtus. So what is Tosfos called? Vam Rabbeinu Baruch, Toch Birushin. Mo Rabbos Bashanim, if he has 4 out of the 6 years left in the future to go, Poshalei Arba, then Leisalei Arba Mikes, Miknosa Ben Hichze Ben Hishbich. It shouldn't make a difference whether his value went up or his value went down. If the Rav of the 6 years is ahead of us, he only did 2 years' work. If the Rav of the 6 years ahead of us, that's a Gzeres HaKosu, you pay Mikes Miknosa, whether it's Lahokal or Lahachma. And if it's Niyatni Shabashanim, 4 out of the 6 years they already did work, only have a miut of the years left, then it's a chok, a gzeres hakasav. Then you pay for the 2 years that are left, you pay kefi the shavis that he has now. The way Rashi says that it's not talking at all about hichsev or hishbiach, very doichik in the Gemara. Anyway, so Gemara says, maybe that's the pshat. Gemara says, no. If that's what it means, that's the posh pshat in the posuk. Are there a lot of years left till he goes free, or are there a few years left? Mor says that's not the correct shanim. Shouldn't say bashanim. Emiak nishar shanim. Why does it say bashanim? So that implies this whole new interpretation. Well, if the value went up, then you go lahokal. If the value went down, you always go lahokal. Sure. You always go lahokal. Okay. The next sugyas are going to discuss the details in Chumash. The dinim are a little unclear. About gulas kroivim, about gulas sodais. I think Mara's going to discuss all of them. Okay, we'll stop here. So I think Mordechai Jalahari told me that according to my schedule in Eretz Yisrael, I won't be able to give shiurim this week, but he thinks that next week I will be able to. So he's going to send everybody an email. We'll have a shiur. Amen.
The Tosfos in Avodah Zarah last half says that the reason why we say that the Chatan Bam only applies by Shiva, that the Chatan Bam only applies by Shiva Umos, which really said Manda Amar, and the Chatan Bam applies by everybody, is that by Los Achanim there is no reason to be Mechalesh, but by Los Chatan Bam there is. So to see that, it works, it makes sense to be Mechalesh between the first and the other time.